Welcome to the Resentment-Free Relationships Podcast. I'm Becky Smith, your certified life coach, here to help you go from exhausted and resentful to feeling connected and confident in your relationships. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I wanted to start with a question today. Have you ever felt like a meanie, like the bad guy, and just riddled with guilt whenever you try to set a boundary? You have? Well, so have I. And I want you to know that it is completely normal and natural to feel this way when you're setting a new boundary or just reinforcing an old one. The reason that you feel this way is because you are standing up for yourself. You are saying what you want. You are most likely saying no to someone and saying yes to yourself. This is changing the pattern and the dynamic that you have with another person. So changing that pattern and that dynamic is going to be upsetting. This reminds me of an experience I had this past week. So we decided to get another dog. We wanted to have our dog have a companion, to have a sibling. So we got a puppy. I know, lots of work, crazy. But we decided to get this cute little puppy. And we thought that it was just going to be a love at first sight, and that she was going to, Lola, our older dog, was going to love having another dog around, and it was just going to be bliss. But that is not what happened. Instead, I think Lola felt like the jealous older sibling, or like the toddler who has just been replaced by the new baby. The new puppy is getting all the attention, and you could just see the annoyance and the jealousy on her face. And she would just avoid the puppy as much as she could. If the puppy came up to her, she would like look away or get up and leave and move. And I just noticed myself thinking, wow, Lola is being so rude and so mean to this puppy. And then it started getting to the point where Lola would make this really deep growl at the puppy. And if you know my dog, Lola doesn't growl. Lola doesn't bark. Lola doesn't make noises really. And so for her to growl, it's kind of disturbing. And at first I was getting really concerned about it. I would kind of chastise her. I would say, Lola, be nice. Lola, stop that. Kind of getting on Lola. But I had this epiphany and this thought that actually Lola was setting boundaries for the puppy. Lola was telling the puppy what was okay and what was not okay. When the puppy was biting at her, nipping at her, or jumping all over her, she would growl and tell her, it's not okay. You can't do that. I realized that Lola was setting boundaries. It's just so interesting that my reaction to that is thinking that Lola was being mean, right? And thinking that Lola should be treating this puppy, this innocent, cute puppy, nicer. It just really brought to my mind my flawed thinking when it comes to boundaries. It was really useful to see it that way, so visually, with those dogs, gave me a little more insight about why I might feel like the meanie or the bad guy when I set boundaries, because that's the way I'm seeing it, instead of seeing it as defining what you want. And also, Lola is teaching the new puppy appropriate behavior. She's kind of mothering her and telling her what's okay and what's not okay. So now when Lola growls, I don't have a problem with it. She's never been violent. She doesn't bite at her. She doesn't nip at her. She growls at her to kind of warn her. And then if she doesn't stop, then Lola stands up and leaves. What a wonderful example for boundaries from my dog that I learned this week. I do want to dive just a little bit deeper into why we are feeling that way. It may be coming from the way you were raised and the way you were taught, even the way you were socialized in society, which is that that's selfish. If you say what you want and what you need, then you're being selfish and you're not caring about another person. Now, this is false. I believe for the most part, it's taught with good intentions so that we aren't all running around not caring about anybody but ourselves. But I think that we misinterpret that and we leave out our own selfhood and that we are just as important as a person and as a self, and that our selfhood and what we want and what we need needs to be honored as much as we honor the other person's wants and needs. Also, one of the reasons it can feel so awful is because we're worried about how the other person is going to react. If they do react badly, we might make that mean something about us. If they're upset, if they yell at me, if they start to change their behavior around me or ignore me or distance themselves from me, then it must mean something about me. That's what our brains do. It always turns it in on us. And so that might be another reason why you're having those feelings when you set a boundary. Guilt, or maybe a better description is probably shame, will come up when we think thoughts like, well, I shouldn't have said that, or I should have been more transparent about that, or I should have. It causes a lot of shame to come up and a lot of feelings of, I did that wrong, I'm wrong, I'm not good enough, all of those kind of things. So very normal, again, that those would come up when you set a healthy boundary. What I want you to take away from this, the reason I want you to understand that this is normal and to understand some of the reasons why you would feel this way when you set a boundary, is so you won't think that you did it wrong. You won't think that it's not worth it. You won't stop trying to set those boundaries. Because if you understand that those feelings, feeling like I'm the bad guy, I'm the mean person, and feeling a lot of shame or guilt for setting that boundary, if you don't understand that that is what is most likely going to happen when you set a boundary, then you might give up on it. I don't want you to give up on it. I want you to keep up with those healthy boundaries, because healthy boundaries make healthy relationships. And it is worth the discomfort that you are feeling. It is worth feeling like that temporarily. I do want you to understand that it is temporary. You might feel like that for a little while, and it's okay to feel like that. Feel it, let it work through your body, and let it pass. And go ahead and move on to the next healthy boundary. Move on to the next step in your relationship. So, short and sweet this week, I just want you to think about that. Look at that whenever you have said to maybe that adult child living at home, hey, it's time to move out. Here is your move out date. Here are the terms. Here's what I expect. This is what will happen on that date. And you're very clear and you set that healthy boundary. Then expect all those negative emotions to come up when you actually follow through on that boundary and do all the things that you said you were going to do. You can do this. You're on the right track and it's worth it. Now, if you need any help or any support, I've got you. I'm here for you. Sign up from the show notes click on my calendar and get on and let's have a session. Let's talk. It's a free sample. Well, you get to see what I do and how it can help you, especially in building those healthy boundaries. All right, thanks for listening and have a beautiful day. If this episode resonated with you, then I know you'd love a quick one-on-one chat with me where we get to talk privately about your specific issue or concern. And you'll come away with one specific strategy that you can use today to change your life and your relationships. And the best part is, it's absolutely free. So click the link in the show notes and sign up today.